The nation's smallpox vaccination program has hit a snag. Officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say a nurse has died of a heart attack and six others have suffered serious heart problems after being vaccinated. The CDC is investigating whether it's a coincidence or not, but as NPR's Richard Knox reports, it's a setback for a program that was already off to a slow start.
CDC Director Julie Gerberding called an emergency press conference last night to announce the unexpected news about smallpox vaccination.
What we are doing is certainly not stopping the program, but we are taking the precautionary step of adding a temporary medical deferral to the vaccination program for persons who've been diagnosed with serious heart disease.
The nurse who died, Gerberding said, got her smallpox vaccination 5 days earlier. Another vaccinated woman is on life support after a heart attack. Five other people have less life-threatening heart problems. In addition, the CDC today reports that out of several hundred thousand vaccinated military personnel, 10 have developed temporary inflammation of the tissue surrounding the heart. Gerberding made it clear that this cluster of heart troubles comes at a very bad time.
Certainly, we are at a time in the history of our country where the potential for terrorism has probably never been higher. And we recognize that we must continue to be prepared to deal with a threat of smallpox.
That preparedness campaign had already bogged down. When it began in January, federal officials thought that by now 450,000 healthcare workers would be vaccinated. Instead, fewer than 26,000 are. Today, the CDC has been meeting with experts to figure out whether the heart cases are linked to vaccination. They think the answer is probably no.
It could be entirely coincidental, but until we know that for sure, we're taking this precautionary step.
Figuring it out won't be easy or quick. The seven civilians who had heart problems were at risk for heart disease, so it wouldn't be surprising if they just happened to have heart problems after they were vaccinated. But Gerberding says there's some reason to worry that vaccination with a live virus could touch off heart complications in certain people.
When you have a viral infection, which is basically what happens when you receive a vaccine, there could be inflammatory response.
And there's accumulating evidence that inflammation can injure blood vessels that nourish the heart. That could cause a clot to form. And if blood vessels in the heart already are partly clogged, that clot could cause a heart attack. But figuring this out will take time. Meanwhile, Dr. Georges Benjamin of the American Public Health Association worries this new uncertainty will discourage healthcare workers and millions of other potential first responders to a smallpox attack from volunteering for vaccination.
I hope it doesn't, but I think only time will tell. It's not going to be helpful.
It also complicates a debate in Congress over a new fund to compensate people who suffer serious smallpox vaccine reactions. The Bush administration hopes that creation of the fund will encourage more volunteers to come forward. Benjamin says questions about heart problems may blunt the impact of the fund, but he says candor is essential.
People are very smart, and if you give them the right answers and don't try to color it, they'll make their own informed decision.
The House has scheduled a vote on the Smallpox Compensation Fund tomorrow. Richard Knox, NPR News.